It cuts out a lot of hurting of family members, work, social life, church, if we give preference. So these are not idle words. This is scripture, and we are to do this. Give preference. And that's exactly what the word means. It means to give in preference for what you desire, but I will give you the preference rather than what I want. And again, along with the other things, this is going to demand thoughtfulness. It's going to demand, well, I didn't know. I didn't know you really cared about it. I didn't know that bothered you. I didn't know this. I didn't know. Now, we've got to think. As you're walking in the Spirit, you will. To be considerate and give preference to the other believer. To characterize present tense people. This isn't just once in a while. It's to characterize my life as your pastor. It's to characterize my life for my friends. To characterize your life as a Christian, in your family, in your friends, in your church, everywhere you go. It's a present tense thing that characterizes our lives. And again, this is not something that you and I can make up a list and try to start doing as these books do. What it happens is, if you're walking in the Spirit, these things will start happening in your life. You will start being thoughtful. If you're listening to the Holy Spirit, thoughtful of others, and do for them before you do for yourself. And again, a lot of people claim spiritual love, claim all this stuff, but people, it's going to be demonstrated in your life. It's going to be demonstrated in your home where it's tough. It's going to be demonstrated at work where it's tough. It's going to be demonstrated at a lot of places. And Christians are not innocent of a lot of these things. I've seen some Christians act so horribly at airline kicking people, hotel people, but I'm in quotes, the same I was even there, to watch the way they were treated, to watch the way Christians treated other people. This is something that's supposed to be, I can't just treat people how I want people and then stand over here and claim I'm a great Christian. Let me tell you how much I know about the Bible. Let me tell you all about the rapture. Let me tell you all about ecclesiology, and let me tell you all about eschatology. And then walk out and take preference rather than give preference to one another. Now, if that's not enough, that we have to give somebody preference, all right, I'll do it. Note the spirit in which it has to be done. In honor. Now, what in the world does that mean? In honor. To date it. And I'm pointing it out for a reason. It's a dative. Dative of tomato. Why am I pointing out it's in the dative? To impress you? No. I want you to see something. It's in the dative case. Okay. Here's our word. T-I-M long E. And it's in the dative case. You know what the dative tells us? This tells us the means. It tells us the manner that this is to be done in a manner of honor, or in a honorable manner. That's the importance here. The dative of means denotes the manner in which something is to be done. Here that is in a matter of honor and respect and esteem. What's going on here? Why did the Holy Spirit put this here? I don't know about you. Have you ever had somebody do something, I mean do something for you, but their attitude